Welcome to the Skin Club podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Rachel, a licensed esthetician and certified laser technician.
And I'm Alita, a licensed esthetician and integrative health practitioner.
Welcome to the club. Welcome back to the Skin Club podcast. Happy Monday, everybody. Today is all about passive income, how you can make money as an esthetician outside of the treatment room. This is a very exciting one. I'm excited to talk about this, and it's given me more ideas for myself as we've been looking into this and different ideas. So yeah. Also, poor Alita's voice.
Don't mind my voice. If you guys can't handle a preteen pubescent voice, I'm so sorry. I sound sicker than I am, but unfortunately my voice was the first thing to go. So I'm so sorry.
It's not as bad as when my voice after my surgery,
when you talk through a straw,
I could barely talk. So you're doing better than I was.
Thank you. I'll try to do my best through today's episode, but I'm going to try to talk minimally just for the sake of your guys' ears.
No, you're great. I actually kind of like a raspy, scratchy
voice. It's a little sexy.
It's a sexy voice. I like it.
I love it. Hopefully the doctor doesn't say I can't come up on Wednesday when he hears my voice tomorrow.
Well,
I'll turn on like the AI generated voice through Google. Anyways. Okay. So let's do our weekly favorites and updates. What's your weekly favorite this week?
Oh man. I did not think of any, but I did want to discuss something because Yes. Okay. My brain, I'm going to talk about a couple different things. My first weekly favorite, I got some photos taken. Her name's Audrey. Her Instagram is Elysian Photos, I think. I hope I'm saying that right. I'll tag her. She's phenomenal. She took mine and Jason's photos yesterday, and they are the most beautiful pictures. I'll have to show you.
I'm surprised you have them back already. Oh, cutie.
Aren't they so cute? She wanted to do kind of like the Notebook vibe.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Like cutie, romantic, by a lake.
Just for fun. I love that.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of photos together. And so when she's posting that she needed models, I was like, sign me up. Oh my gosh.
Those are so cute.
So yeah, I'm obsessed. She did a great job. And then my other weekly favorite is, I've talked about it before, but Just Ingredients protein powder. So good.
So good.
But I was curious what your thoughts are about chai.
Chai.
The chai flavored.
Oh, the protein powder?
Uh-huh.
It's okay. I like their nighttime relax powder. That's the chai flavor better than their Just Ingredients, like protein powder of chai. It's like, not my fave, to be honest.
I felt like it had a little bit of an aftertaste.
Yes, it's a little bit of an aftertaste, and it's almost like too cardamom-y.
What?
Too cardamom, like the ingredient cardamom.
Oh,
yeah. I think it has a little too much of that for my personal liking, but I know some people love it. I just am not a huge fan.
Okay. I was curious what your thoughts were because I tried it for the first time a couple days ago, and I was like, huh, I love chai, but like it's like the aftertaste, I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
so I was curious.
It's my favorite. Yeah,
but all their other ones I've tried are phenomenal. I saw the green mint one over there.
Oh, yeah,
I would love to try the mint flavor. I think I would like that one.
That one's like a vanilla mint.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah,
but yeah, those are my weekly favorites. What are yours?
I love it. Okay, I have a new weekly favorite, so I'm trying to get close so you guys can hear me. I have a new weekly favorite. It is Perfect Amino from Body Health. I have been in the works of bringing this on to Flourish for the last few months, and I finally have it in store, and I've been trying it out myself. And let me tell you guys, my recovery post-workout has been even better, and I'm in love with it. It's equivalent to about 30 grams of protein if you're eating it from like a whole food source. And so I take 5 capsules of it before I work out, and it hits your system within 23 minutes of taking it. So it's already like repairing your muscles before you're working out.
Wow.
And then and if you take it post-workout, it's all the essential amino acids. So we have non-essential and essential. Essentials are the ones that are critical for muscle growth, for brain health, and a bunch of other things. And so having this, like if you're someone that's a really big fan of protein shakes and protein bars, I can guarantee you're not getting the essential amino acids that you need daily for your dietary intake. I mean, you could eat a lot of protein and like your hair is going to grow, your skin's going to be glowing, your nails are going to grow, but it won't necessarily mean your muscles are growing. And that's because the non-essential amino acids are kind of like the waste. And so is your hair. So are your nails. So it's going to make the things, the waste products of your own body grow, which is a good thing aesthetically, but also not necessarily great for muscle growth and brain development and things. So this perfect amino supplement, it's freaking awesome. If anyone wants any, let me know and I can drop ship it to you. But it's so fantastic and I've just been loving it. I've tried their tablets. We get the coated ones and then also their powders. I've tried their electrolyte powder and also their amino powder. And I've been giving it to my kids too and they love it. So yeah, that's my favorite.
I'm sold.
It's great.
Immediately sold.
Yeah.
And I was looking at your shelf. There's a lot of different flavors.
Yeah, there's so many.
They look good.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Love that.
What's your update?
Update. More trainings for work. But we also have been working on merch and different things for Georgia. We're really excited for that. That's going to be so fun. We have, honestly, some of the cutest merch we've ever designed that we will be launching when we're in Georgia, and I'm really excited for everyone to see them.
We'll be posting about them on our socials when we're in Georgia so that they're live for pre-order for everyone, because in Georgia they're also going to be pre-order. So if you're someone that is going to Skin Games, make sure you come to our booth. But keep an eye out for our Skin Club Instagram. If you don't follow us already, go follow us at the Skin Club Podcast to be the first ones to see our new launch. So yeah, they're super cute. We have some, we're going to call them funny ones. Just lots of different types of humor this go around. So yeah.
Yes. They're so funny.
Yeah. Okay. My updates. We have our, oh my gosh, my voice is bugging me. Ah, we have our Flourish 1 year party coming up on Saturday. I'm so excited. We have some coffee shop coming as like a little cart outside. And then we have Glow Beauty that's going to be here, tanned by Kai for non-toxic spray tans. We have Heartland Jewelry coming. Yeah, so we're going to do charm necklaces and bracelets. And then we have, let's see. Oh, Need That Dough. It's a lady here locally who makes sourdough and sourdough chocolate chip cookies. So she'll be selling those too. So I'm really excited. If anyone wants to come, please come. It's going to be so fun and just like such a good time. It's from 9 to noon on March 1st. So I've been prepping a lot for that. And I just hired, I think I talked about her last week, maybe. I think I just hired a new employee. And you guys, she saved my life. She's fantastic. And I just feel like this next year is going to be so different and helpful because I finally hired the help that I've desperately needed for so long. So I'm really excited, but we've been working really hard in preparation for Georgia. And this week I have my follow-up breast surgery. So I'll be taking out the boobs and replacing them up at Peak Plastics in Utah. So that's my update.
Is the 1 year March 1st, is that a year from your last
grand opening?
Yeah.
Aww. But officially I will have been solo. Well, technically like today, I think marks me being solo
today.
Yeah. It's been 3 years. Sorry, my voice is coming back. It seems it's been 3 years since I went solo and it's just so crazy how fast the time has flown. You know,
I feel like it has gone by so fast.
Like we blinked.
Time is just,
it's crazy. Butt.
It really is.
But yeah, all very good exciting. Things. Yeah. All good things.
We'll be in Utah.
Yeah.
This week. It'll be fun.
I love Utah. I can't wait to go to Aubergine Bakery.
Aubergine is so yummy. Did you go last time?
Yes. Not to their bakery.
Okay.
Because they didn't even have one last time.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we do favorites? We did updates.
Yep. Let's dive in.
Shall we jump in? Okay.
How to get rich.
Because who doesn't want to get rich?
I don't know.
Because as we know, with our careers, there's ebbs and flows. No matter how seasoned you are, there's going to be ebbs and flows with people coming in. So it's a good idea to have some passive income for yourself. And so this is me inspiring. Good episode.
Yeah.
Let's jump in. Okay. So let's start with the first one. Sorry, I'm just playing up the notes. Okay, so I've seen estheticians do this. You can create digital products online, whether that be online courses and webinars. I think in our industry, we're all hungry for education. We're hungry to learn more. I know I am. And whenever I see courses, I know I want to take them. Because forever students, stay a sponge, keep learning. So if there's something you're passionate about and you feel, what's the right word? Qualified to do it. You feel confident to teach. That could be a really great passive income to have an online storefront for different webinars. You can pre-record what you're talking about, and you can even have ebooks and guides with how you do things. Like I know Queen Cessia, she has her acne guide. Bless you.
Thank you.
She has her guide that you pay for, and it has all of her acne safe products for makeup. It's very in depth. It is a labor of love because going through ingredients, it takes a very long time. And so she provides that on her website if you want that, and she updates it. So different things like that to your niche, you can put it on your website for people to purchase a digital product.
Yes. And I have some experience with this myself, doing my Gut 101 and 202 course a couple of years ago. I mean, that's how I paid for my first work laptop, was doing my e-course. I told myself that if I sold enough tickets for my life, then I would go get a laptop and keep making ebooks from there. But I have since then also made like my non-toxic favorites guide and my parasite cleanse guide and my coffee enema guide that I've been able to do, whether it's for free or my online retail source. And then also my clear skin blueprint also was really helpful during different ebbs and flows throughout the summer, especially like when I was on vacation. It's just really great passive income to share what you know, as long as you have the credentials and qualifications to do that.
Definitely.
It's awesome. Another thing that I think is really cool that Instagram won't give me is the subscription feature. I think that's a really great one. We know that Macy, that's a huge part of her own income that she had shared on our podcast. And I know like my friend Ellie does it. Savannah does it. There's lots of estheticians that have that subscription on that. I think is really cool that you can share just exclusive information and personal parts of your life that people care to see on your Instagram.
Yeah. And I think that can even count as like Patreon. If you create a Patreon, like same thing, people subscribe, pay a certain amount of money a month because people want to see the ins and outs of your life, of different things you do. They want to educate. And so you can do that. I subscribe, I pay $30 a month. I think it's about $30 a month for a celebrity makeup artist that I look up to learn her different techniques, and it's well worth it for me. And so you could even do something like that. And it's not through Instagram, it's not through Patreon. She just has it on her website.
Oh, that's awesome.
Through her own platform, and it just automatically withdraws money every month. And I also am subscribed to Haley's Dreamhouse Agency to get her marketing tips. I pay her monthly for that, and that's also worth it because I'm learning more about marketing, how to get myself out there, learning about the new trends, because we know social media is always changing. So like those are worth it to me. And so if you have a niche, like do it. People want to learn.
Absolutely. Another thing is affiliate marketing and brand partnerships. This is something that, especially for brands that I don't love to carry so much in retail of, but brands that I use day to day, for example, like just ingredients, I can't keep them on my shelves long enough. They fly off the shelf. And so personally, I love to have affiliate links with brands that I use day to day that I can show. Or like, let's say carrying supplements is not in your scope, then you can get affiliate links with things that you love and just share what you like so that people can use your codes and get discounts themselves. And then you get a small commission off of that.
Yes, totally. And I think that also, like, skincare brands, like, we as estheticians really appreciate that. Like, ClyMed and SkinBetter, they do that. And they support the esthetician, which we really appreciate. And so, like, even just, like, if you're just posting your links for people to click on, that's amazing.
There are estheticians that make six figures a year just on their online sale page for product. So the sky's the limit, guys.
It really is. And yeah, just partnering with different skincare brands for paid collaborations on social media, YouTube, blogs, TikTok, really great. And even affiliate links like Amazon and Amazon storefront. We both have Amazon storefronts. Like, I'll put things on mine, like skin books that I love, and create different, what do you call it? Little groups.
Like categories?
Categories, yes. Different categories. And you get commission on that. And so there are different ways you can partner with different brands, get commission, or like to know it. You can have a like to know it, and that can help as well.
I love that. Yeah, there's so many great ways that you can make like a lot of online commissions. So if you're also passionate about like your clothing or something, I think that with our industry, a lot of people expect us to also in a way be influencers, which we don't have to be. But if that's something that you'd like to pursue, it's a great way just to have like a like to know it or another kind of sales page that you can filter people to. And always just get commission for what you post. Because if you're using your Instagram as a business, get your bag, babe.
All right, let's take a minute to talk about our good friend Rhea's masterclass. Most estheticians are working twice as hard for half the money, and Rhea's here to help fix that. We have had Rhea on our podcast a couple times before. She's phenomenal. We will link her past episodes with us on our Instagram page so you can go ahead and listen. And every year she does her masterclass for six-figure estheticians. She is someone who has done it. She started as a brand new esthetician, built her business up, and she's here to guide you because being a business owner, it's tough. Yeah, it's so hard. And so she's here to help give you direction. And so we also wanted to make sure we shared this because she's having a free masterclass happening on March 2nd. That is this week. It's called The Profit Now, and it's going to be taught by Rhea, who has built and sold a seven-figure brick-and-mortar business. This strategy is to increase revenue with existing clients instantly, how to make more money with the clients you already have, and why most beauty businesses stay stuck at $5,000 a month, and how to break past that. So spots are filling up fast. Don't wait. Make sure you click the link we'll provide for you guys, and we'll see you there.
We'll be on that live call with you guys, so make sure you jump on it. It's next Sunday night, so we'll be posting obnoxiously up until then so you guys don't forget, but make sure you mark it in your calendar for next Sunday night.
Awesome. Okay. Where are we next?
So drop shipping skincare products is another really great way that you can have revenue, especially if you're just starting your business, or let's say you guys just freshly ran out of product. Something that we love to do is drop ship products. So it kind of takes away the need for a client to wait for shipping on your end, and also from you having to spend a minimum of like $300 for the next order just for that one product for one client. So drop shipping is such a great option. I love to partner with lines, especially like Beast Reality and Glymed, who are able to do drop ship orders for those clients who want a product now that you may not have in person.
Yes. Another great way is private label skincare. I have a lot of colleagues that have done this and have seen really great success. And it's really impressive to me seeing people do that. And once you have your website running, hire your employees, like that, that's going to be passive.
Yeah. And I think with private label skincare, I think that initially my impression of it was that you have no say in what goes into the product and that you just try a sample and you say, I like it. But the more that I've talked to other colleagues and being able to hear their experiences with being able to alter percentages of things inside of products, it's been really cool to see that how much work really goes behind private label skincare as well.
Yeah.
Another thing that we talked to an esthetician about on our podcast before was creating her own aesthetic tools. She has developed lots of tools online, and her name is Casey Boone. If you guys remember, she was on not too long ago, but she has developed her own facial tools and towels and was able to retail those and really built a huge business based off of those products that she developed.
Yeah, and that's how I actually first heard about her years ago, was Same. Because everyone was raving about her towels, because that was the first time I'd seen a towel that hugs the skin's face.
It's like the U-shaped towels.
Yes. So that is a great idea as well. Okay. Monetize content creation. YouTube. I think YouTube. There's someone behind us. Sorry, that scared me. We're sitting by a window and someone came behind us and that scared me. but monetizing content creation, monetize ad revenue by posting skincare tutorials, product reviews, and business advice. A lot of us do this on Instagram already, but monetizing on YouTube, on TikTok, that can be really helpful to get those more clicks to your different links. Also blogs with ad revenue. That's great. Podcast monetization, secure sponsorships, run ads, offer premium paid episodes. That's another great option too. We talked about this on a previous podcast. If that is something you're interested in, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I love it. Okay. Another thing is sell templates, consent forms, and business templates. Or like creating even like different graphics. If you are someone that's also into graphic design and things like that, go on Etsy. There are so many girls who sell templates for products that are like little designed graphics and cute fonts and things. So if that's something else that you're interested in, or if you're a social media guru, you can sell content calendars to estheticians and lots of things of that nature to give them ideas of what to post and how to post it, and like just a little cute graphic designs as well.
That's such a great idea. Yeah. Etsy is a really great place to utilize that.
Yeah.
Another one is offer exclusive facial protocols or treatment plans. Offer downloadable treatment protocols for estheticians. If you have a protocol that you are absolutely obsessed with and you market, amazing, do it. I know I would. I love to learn from my friends. And also, oh, who is it? I want to say it's Tara. She has
massage.
No, well, maybe she does, but I think she has a online. Yes, for online consultations.
Oh yeah, that one.
Amazing, yeah. Amazing! It is so thorough. There's so much information. Well worth it. Amazing.
Yeah. I think if you're someone that, for example, like you really find a passion with, I know a lot of people are microneedling with acne now. Like, I think you could sell a course on that, or like a protocol on how to do that, or a massage protocol, or things that make your services extra special. I think I would buy that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
We're all hungry to learn.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we're going to take an ad break really quick. I talk about it every week, but I love Better Greens so much. Better Days is such a great company. They have the best tasting greens on the market. Look no further if you're looking for a greens powder, because Better Days has it. They have no artificial flavors, no added sugar, and digestive enzymes to help reduce bloating. These are all natural feel-good products. They have 13 different flavors to choose from and are available in caffeinated and non-caffeinated. If greens aren't your thing, better hormones and better hydration are other options that they have as well. Use our code theskinclub10 for 10% off your next order. Your day just got better with Better Days. Again, our code is theskinclub10 at thebetterdaysco.com.
You know what else we also talk about every week? Is Lissy's skincare. We love Lissy's skincare. I am still using her products every single day. Created by our good friend Lissy, who's an esthetician that has struggled with acne for 10 plus years and couldn't find anything to really help clear up her acne or fungal acne. All of her products are acne, fungal acne, and pregnancy safe. Their best seller is the Mandelic Serum, and according to customer reviews, it has helped customers improve every type of acne, including inflamed, cystic, fungal, and more. They were made with acne-prone skin in mind while also being gentle on your skin barrier. Try out the other products such as the aloe vera-based jelly cleanser that is so soothing so you will not feel dry or stripped after cleansing, the vitamin C serum for acne scars, aging, and pigmentation, and their hydrating serum for and moisturizer for soft, plump, and hydrated skin. And I do have to say the beta-glucan serum is my absolute favorite. If I am feeling dry, irritated, my skin feels tight, that beta-glucan serum is like butter. It feels amazing. And also for our esthetician listeners, Lissy's Skincare has a wholesale program for estheticians so they can give their clients these amazing results while also growing your own business. So go to lissyskincare.com and use code SKINCLUBPODCAST at checkout for 10% off your order. That's lissskincare.com. Use code SKINCLUBPODCAST for 10% off your order.
Love. We love Lissy Skin. Okay, guys, last couple of ideas that we have for you to make lots of money is if you are subleasing or if you're leasing a room or if you have a storefront and have extra rooms, sublease, split the rent, split the cost if you can. I think that that's such a great option. And if you have just someone that can rent from under you, I feel like it does save you from feeling like you have to be in your treatment room all of the time.
You can also sell pre-made social media content. I know I have purchased some from the Dreamhouse agency, and it actually, that was the best month of posting when I bought a month worth of pre-made content because you can change it to fit your aesthetic, but it gives you ideas to post because we already feel like we have a lot on our plate. And so if you feel like that is a strength for you creating content, create some pre-made templates. And I mean, I would buy them. I have.
I love it. Well, that's all the ideas that we have for you guys this week to make some extra money on the side. If you can, try some of those. I think it does really help kind of take your head in different creative directions, and it helps you find more passions and outlets throughout being in the industry. So that's what we have for you guys today. Do you have anything else?
No, I think that's it.
I love it.
I think it's really great because even if like you're an employee like me, like you're an employee, you can still do these things, which I think is really, really cool. So yeah. If you're wanting to have some passive income, try these out. Let us know if you do. Let us know how it goes. We believe in you.
We're watching you.
Well, thank you guys for listening. If you have any topic ideas, please reach out to us. We are always loving to hear what you want to hear. But that's it. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Skin Club Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We would love to hear from you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at the Skin Club Podcast. Feel free to message us for recommendations on future episodes and let us know what you would like to hear on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.